HarperCollins presents The River Between Us by Liz Fenwick, read by Lucy Scott.
No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man. Heraclitus. Part 1. Sometimes you find yourself in the middle of nowhere, and sometimes, in the middle of nowhere, you find yourself. Unknown. Case 752, 14th of March 2019. Saint Vaast, France. Madame Marie Auch, while installing drainage to a field, uncovered the remains of two bodies. Also recovered, one signet ring and one Duke of Cornwall's light infantry badge. According to the war diary, WD, for the DCLI, four soldiers and one officer were reported missing, presumed dead, on the 2nd of November 1918 in this area. Special mention is made of Captain St. Loy. Captain Edmund St. Loy, the Earl St. Loy, Sergeant William Bowman, Private Zachariah Kahn, Private Samuel Lyons, Private Benjamin Skews. Action: review records for enlistment details. Begin relative search. Chapter 1. 2019. At the start of her new life, Theo stood alone on a medieval bridge spanning the Tamar, shivering in the mist and murk, neither in Devon nor Cornwall. That was Theo, never taking a side. But she had to now. Epic adventures always ended or began with a river, she reminded herself as she walked across the bridge towards the Cornish bank, whether it was the Styx, the Seine, the Thames or the Tamar. According to the sign illuminated by her phone, Horsebridge had been built in 1437, and at this moment she felt older than it and certainly less solid as her finger traced the cold stones. It was midnight, the witching hour. And she stood, bone-tired, looking at her ancient Volvo estate with a flat tire and a jack that was rusted to uselessness. A sensible person would have checked before setting off on a long journey, and she hadn't. If her car wasn't blocking the bridge, she would have gone to sleep in it, praying that things would not only appear brighter in the morning with the dawn, but they actually would be. Somehow. This flat tire was only a small delay. It wasn't final or fatal. It was flat and fixable. Fortunately, she had a phone signal and had been able to call for help. The irony hadn't escaped her that emergency assistance was on its way to a Mrs. Piers Henshaw, who didn't exist anymore. Yesterday, the decree absolute ending her marriage had come into effect. Above, an owl cried. No moon, no stars. Just a soft mizzle. A few miles from here, there was an old cottage. It was hers. She'd bought it, sight unseen. No doubt her mother, given the opportunity, would say that was typical. On the basis of nothing more than a few fuzzy pictures and the reasonable price tag, Theo had bought the cottage. It seemed to need her. And if her brother Martin was right, she needed the cottage too. Living there would be a fresh start. She pulled out her phone and looked at the details again while she waited. Boatman's Cottage. First time to the market in 70 years. A delightful two-bedroom cottage with 10 acres of woodland on the Cornish bank of the Tamar, in an area of outstanding natural beauty. Built in 1819, the cottage requires modernisation. Originally constructed as part of the Duke of Exeter's estate, Abbotswood, and designed in the picturesque style by Sir Geoffrey Wyatville, the cottage was used as staff accommodation until the 1950s. The dwelling consists of a large reception room, a kitchen, a pantry, a family bathroom, and two double bedrooms. There are several small outbuildings in need of repair. The 10 acres of woodland rise from the banks of the Tamar and up the hill behind. The wood consists of native and several large specimen trees planted following the plans of noted landscape designer Humphrey Repton. The cottage is reached by a permissive drive along the Cornish bank of the Tamar, accessed after crossing Horsebridge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?